Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It is called ZBiotics. ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink is the world's first genetically engineered probiotic. It was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that is to blame for your rough next day. ZBiotics produces an enzyme to break this product down. Just remember to make ZBiotics your first drink of the night. Drink responsibly, and you'll feel your best tomorrow. I was going to a fancy dinner. One of those ones where they pair wine with stuff, and I always feel left out. It's just, you know, it's like you're spending so much money in the first place, and you're like, well, you know, they did spend all this time to make the wine, like, a whole thing, and I'd like that. I'd like to try that. The vision of this artiste in the kitchen. However, I have some of this product for free. They sent it to us, so I tried it before this social outing, and I suffered not from my usual ill effects. I still think, though, I overpaid, like, on the whole, it just is a lot of money for one meal, you know? That's all I'm saying. Vacations, weddings, birthdays, and reunions. Oh my, there's so much going on! Get the most out of your spring plans by stocking up on pre-alcohol now. Go to zbiotics.com/dungeons to get 15% off your first order when you use Dungeons at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/dungeons and use the code Dungeons at checkout for 50% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by ExpressVPN. So we know how ExpressVPN protects your privacy and security online, but here's something you might not know.
Okay.
You can use ExpressVPN to unlock movies and shows that are only available in other countries.
Oh, we're allowed to talk about that?
Yes.
That's all I use it for.
Yeah,
oh, that's legal?
Yeah. This,
yes. Matt always talks big game about the UK office.
I talk big game about it.
And why is the UK office better than the US office?
I mean, why? How is it not?
You had a really elegant, I thought, breakdown of exactly why you think it's better.
Well, for a VPN, I would say the reason that you should use this VPN to watch the UK office rather than logging onto whatever streaming platform has the dumb US office on it is that if you want a show that actually where a bunch of people actually act like they're on camera and have are real personalities instead of a bunch of like...
I just want you all to know that as Matt's saying all of this, I'm looking right at the camera like Jim from the American office being like, get a load of this guy, right?
If you haven't seen the UK office, go ahead, log into your VPN and go check it out. It's only 12 episodes plus a, you know, Christmas special.
ExpressVPN lets you control where you want sites to think you are located.
Ooh, that's fun.
So you can choose from over 100 different countries.
I only ever think of the scene in GoldenEye where they're trying to find Boris and like his little things bouncing around all over the place and like the GoldenEye laser is going to get them. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
That's what a VPN is, in case you were wondering.
But you can't use it to cheat on your wife. Your wife will not think you're in a different location than you actually are.
Also,
so don't even try to do it for them.
Unless you're cheating on your wife with K-dramas. Use ExpressVPN to watch K-dramas off South Korean Netflix, or you could use Hulu, BBC iPlayer, anywhere you want it to be, you can be there. Hundreds of VPNs are out there, of course, but the reason we use ExpressVPN is because it's very fast. No buffering, no lag, you can stream in HD, no problem. Also works on all your devices, phones, media consoles, smart TVs, and more. So watch what you want on the go or on the big screen. So if you want to get access to hundreds of new shows, use our link right now, expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies, and you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. That's expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies. expressvpn.com/dungeonsanddaddies to learn more.
Dungeons and Daddies is a rowdy, horny, violent podcast for grown-ups. Content warnings can be found in the episode description.
Okay. Asking someone how long they believe they were destined for greatness is so stupid, you can't even consider it a topic suitable for idle conversation. And if you still want to know how long I believed that I, Taylor Swift, was going to one day single-handedly change the world, well, I can tell you this, I always knew. Exhibit A, my dad, probably not human. Exhibit B, I'm the coolest kid in my school. So when a mysterious man in a suit showed up during detention and recruited me and my three sidekicks, Link, Normal, and Scary, into an organization called Daddies, and that we were to be tasked with stopping eldritch horrors that infest our world, let's just say I wasn't surprised in the least. It was in that moment I knew the adventure that would define my teenage life and change the fate of the world forever was just beginning. This is my story.
Welcome to Dungeons & Daddies Season 2, still not a BDSM podcast.
Don't say still, because it makes it sound like eventually it will.
Not yet a BDSM.
Not yet. Hang in there, everyone.
Edging is the act of... This podcast tells the story of four teens searching for their lost dads in a world forever changed...
by the metaverse.
Forever twisted by the metaverse. That's right. We're going to change it up every time, Will. Every
That's
time
fun.
It's going to be a new
I like
thing.
That.
You know?
I disagree. I don't think it's fun to change it up.
This intro forever changed by Beth Naysaying.
Beth Fierce
Beth
change.
Nay.
Say, yeah, it's pretty good.
My name is Freddie Wong. I play Taylor Swift, an anime-loving teen. Codename Ranger. You see what I did there?
Oh, nice.
Rad fact this week about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift is able to start a fire anywhere, any condition, any place on Earth. Assuming he has a butane lighter and a lot of tinder and somewhat dry conditions, actually.
Okay.
I like how you need a tinder. The lighter already does it. The fire happens.
What, Matt.
You've made fire.
Matt.
When yeah, the someone second you says, pulled the trigger on a butane lighter.
You did fire.
That's correct. You made fire.
You did it. The fire's done. That second part.
You imagine so if I went camping with Matt and I said, hey, Matt, can you make the fire? And he turned on a butane light. I went, done.
Did it.
Gather around, everyone.
Time to for the s'mores. Time. Hey, everybody. My name is Matthew Arnold. I play schooled at home soccer kid, Lincoln Lee Wilson. Like most awkward teens, I'm just going to keep this really simple and not expose too much of myself at the
nice.
Beginning here. Lincoln likes trains. So he likes trains. Just,
all right. Nice.
Yeah.
Like, that's fair.
Yeah, airplanes, but safer. They're on the ground.
Airplanes, but...
Well. And I think he might understand an elevator if somebody explains to him that it's essentially a train, but vertical. So maybe that will help him later down
the
road.
That was
adventure.
The sequel to Vertical Limit, was Vertical Train.
Damn.
That's it.
Hey, everyone. I'm Will Campos. I play Normal Oak, a perky, chirpy, chipper, cheery school spirit mascot kid / cleric. Or codename Cleric. I don't know what we're doing with that yet. This week's rad fact about Normal Oak. High school kids can be pretty snobby about the types of music they listen to. Normal is a fan of all genres of music across space and time. Top 40 country pop hits, hip hop, as long as it is the marching band cover version.
Oh my God.
Normal listens exclusively to school marching band albums that they like release to like fund the marching band for that year. And so like he loves a good marching band cover.
I could watch those compilations on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah, this is also a Will fact. This is how I get in method for Normal is I blast marching band music on the way over here.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's some bangers. And there's always songs you don't think are going to rip ass as a marching band cover. Sweet Caroline, great marching band song. Anyway.
Hi, my name's Beth May, and I play Scary Marlowe, a goth punk seeker of darkness who was not like the other warlocks.
Ooh, nice.
That was real diegetic of you, the way you said that.
Thank you. Thank you. Fun rad fact about Scary Jr. is that her guidance counselor, when she was having so much trouble meeting her mom's new beau and him coming into the family and stuff like that, suggested that Scary write letters to Terry, her stepdad. And so far, all she's done is left like passive-aggressive post-it notes around the house about how he keeps washing her black clothes and making them like faded, and then how he threw away a couple of safety pins that she was using as earrings.
I'm Anthony Birch. I'm your dad.
Our dads are gone.
Yeah, your dads are gone, so I am your interim dad. I'm your regency dad. Your regent dad.
I still have another dad. Fuck you.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Okay. I'm three of your dads.
The other two dads you didn't even know was there.
The problem with this all being said in high school is that my rad facts probably should be about me in high school. And I was not a cool guy in high school. So
I refuse to believe that, Anthony Birch.
Also, Anthony, do you know what the people want? If you were a cool guy in high school, there's nothing I'd want to know about you.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, don't talk.
Yeah. I founded my school's film club in high school.
That's pretty.
We
real
stayed
quick.
After school and watched movies.
Fuck, we would have been friends.
Fuck, yeah, we would have been friends.
I would have been intimidated.
Three of the four of us would have been friends with me.
I liked movies in high school.
No. Yeah, you misunderstand. I would have fallen in love with you immediately and then completely pushed you away because I didn't know how to deal with that, and I would have never talked to you ever again.
Oh, we're so blessed to have met now.
Yeah. So when we last left you, you were on, I guess, your first mission as agents of the organization known as Daddies, the Department for the... I don't care. It doesn't matter.
And Come on, give it to us one more time.
Department for the Acquisition, Destruction, Deployment, and Investigation of Extranormal Stuff. Daddies, for
cool.
sure. And you had felt a surge of daddy magic that directed you to an incursion by the forces of the Doodler. And that incursion took place at the San Dimas Elementary School, where you saw basically a bunch of... kindergartners being forced to get into a computerized machine thing for a creature that was running on a treadmill, and it seemed like they were speed running to be the first person to get $1 million quicker than anybody else who had speed runned. As you entered this room, the doors slammed shut behind you, and the creature running on the treadmill had turned to you and said, "Speed running is life."
So I have a question for the DM. When does Freddy's having the talk
right
yes,
now?
Yes, I think it does.
And how is that any different than what he normally does?
That's fair. Yes. So because of last episode, Taylor had tried to lockpick a door in the dungeon. And when you fail to lockpick a door, you get a curse. And Taylor's curse is that he has to speak whatever is going on in his mind.
It says, "I must think out loud for the entirety of the next adventure." Here we are on the next
adventure.
I feel
adventure. Like that's really our curse.
Yeah.
It's a group curse.
So
I don't think Scary likes me very much.
The runner on the treadmill has just said speed running is life. As she says that, you see a gremlin come out from behind the machine, a little knee-high gremlin, and it's adjusting knobs and tightening screws, and the runner goes, Tinker, we got four new people trying to get a high score. I think they want to jump the queue. What do you think? And the Tinker's like, "I don't care. As long as they get inside and get $1 million, that's what the doodler wants. That's what he shall get, or it shall get, they shall get."
Whoa. Oh,
we're not here to cut into any lines. We're actually here to... Normal, you want to tell them that we're going to
stop them? Normal's already put on the invisibility ring I got last episode.
Okay, everything goes black. You can't see shit.
Last episode, I got a ring that makes me invisible but also blind. So yes, Normal has vanished.
Oh, what did you do? What did you do with Normal?
Lincoln, relax. It's me, Normal. I'm right here behind you. I've got this ring on. It makes me invisible.
He's put on an invisibility ring.
No. Shut the fuck up.
All right, roll stealth with disadvantage, Will.
That's a 5.
Your 5 does not cut it. And the runner extends an arm out in the direction of your voice. And it shouldn't be that gross.
Yes, it should. Whatever it is, it should be that gross.
Okay, well then one of her veins just out of her wrist and just snakes towards you. And you can feel it like caressing your head and your face. And she goes, "I know you're there. I know you're there.
No, thank you. That's gross.
You can't hide from me." This is not a stealth only run. This is an any percent $1 million. Who wants to go first or together? Cooperative play is also encouraged. Whatever you like.
I have some questions. I take the ring off.
Whoa. Nah, I'm just kidding.
You can see her vein floating in front of you.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah. Striking your head. What? Can you not? Like, we... Don't do this. This is jacked up. Like, this isn't okay. Like, you got a bunch of kids here. What the hell's going on?
Did you guys say something about the doodler?
The tinker looks at you and he goes, yes, the doodler. He or it or they, who we do it all for. Yes, of course, the doodler. Are you also acolytes of he, they, it?
We should play it cool here. Hey, yeah.
Roll persuasion with disadvantage.
14 and a 3.
The digger goes, no, I would smell it on you if you were truly acolytes. No,
damn,
no,
my bluff didn't work. Well, then what are you doing? We hear that you're killing kindergartners.
Both the tinker and the runner gasp. Killing? No. We're teaching them what all kids need to know. They need to move fast, they need to move quick, and they need to get paid. And we are teaching them and getting them ready for the world in which they are about to grow into. We're just doing it a little bit faster. Gotta go fast.
Aren't they dying at the end, though?
They're finishing their runs, that's all.
Are you official teacher? Do you have, like, accreditation or... Anything?
The runner says, of course, look. And she points at a framed picture on the wall, and you see a typical class photo that you might see in a kindergarten classroom of a woman and a bunch of kids. And that woman in the picture looks a lot like the woman running on the treadmill, except human.
Less veiny.
Less veiny, more human, less wild eyes, less passion in her face.
If I asked like my therapist to like
fix this, would she come fix it?
Yeah. Like the accreditation, and they just showed a picture of him with his other patients, I would be like, oh yeah. I don't believe you.
You think I got a job teaching at a kindergarten and they didn't check my bona fides?
I mean,
yes. That's me in my class.
Does she look like she's enjoying this? Like she's a she's a part of this? Like, or is she like...
She looks like
she's being controlled.
A dedicated... So here's the thing about Lovecraftian shit, and this is going to come up here a lot. The premise of like someone is so obsessed with this elder god, or someone is so obsessed with this idea of chaos and stuff that they've been driven insane by it. Like that's inherently kind of problematic, and that sucks. And I'm sorry,
but what?
Anthony, we literally watched an entire group of people like kill each other for Szechuan sauce because we're such big fans
of Rick and Morty
cartoons. So I think we could understand
what it means to be driven, driven beyond reasonable yes. human
so
bounds.
So okay, so what we'll do from now on is instead of saying that somebody's insane with passion or whatever, we'll just say they've got the sauce. So this woman, this teacher,
okay.
clearly used to be normal, had a normal group of kids, and then at some point she got the sauce
she
real
got the
sauce.
Bad. Okay. Well, Scary, maybe you're tough. Tell them what's up.
You're the boss, remember? So yeah, go ahead and sort of represent the group here. And
one,
we never
ever agreed on that. I'm kind of anti-authority.
Yeah,
I don't know if you
boss.
Could tell, but I'm just like not somebody that you want in charge because I'm a little too radical.
I thought
cool.
if you were like anti-authority, that meant that you didn't want anyone else to be in charge.
Well, that too.
I don't think Scary's very good at all. I would be a better boss. Why am I... Everything that's coming through my head is coming through my mouth.
Yeah, that's...
This is really kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Boobs. Ah! Whoa! Wait! Don't think about... Ah! Wait! Ah!
It's weird that he said that when he was looking at me.
I gag myself in order to make sure that I don't say anything.
Anyways, okay. All right. Thinking. But not thinking out loud like Taylor.
Your badges vibrate and you get a call from Agent May Hales who says like, hey, are you on site? What's going on?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, we're on site.
Yeah, we're here. There's like a vain lady. I think she's a teacher. She's trying to make these kids like play a fucked up video game where they turn really old and like, so what do we do? Did we just, I don't want them to die. We like, yeah, did we just tell them to not do it? What do we do?
Well, okay. So if they're innocent kids around first order businesses, ideally try to get the kids out alive and the current age that they were when they came into school.
Ooh. Guys, let's just pull the fire alarm. I go and pull the fire alarm.
Roll, I guess, dexterity to see if you can do that before the runner notices.
How many kids are normal and how many are old?
There are 5 80-year-old looking ass kids and there are 10 normal kids lined up for the machine.
Okay, and there's one kid on the machine?
There's one kid in the machine who just got out of the machine and they're about to load another kid into the machine, but they haven't started it up yet.
Okay. So I pulled the fire alarm with a motherfucker, 20, natural 20 plus 1, 21.
Oh, wow, okay. So you pull the fire alarm, a really loud alarm plays, as fire alarms do.
Come on, let's go, it's a fire alarm, you gotta get outside.
So the kids, almost by muscle memory, sort of stand up and do the thing where they all line up and they all get ready
by
to
height,
walk outside.
Or alphabetically, I don't remember
by
which
height.
One. So if it's all by height, you can just look down the line from the front and you can see all of them. Because that way the tall kids don't block the kids behind them.
Okay. Damn, Freddie, you should be a teacher.
That's not bad. But anyway, the kids all line up, and the runner is like, y'all lined up and nowhere to go. Go ahead and try that door, ding-dong.
Oh, shit, that's right. I think we're locked in. Normal tries to open the door.
It is locked.
This is a fire code violation, and you should know that fire alarms call the fire department.
The brave heroes of the San Dimas Fire Department are going to be here any minute now, and they're going to stop you from
15-20-minute response time. The worst in the nation.
Upon hearing that, it'll be 20 minutes until the fire department gets here.
Why would you add... that the fire department of San Dimas is so bad.
It's not my fault that we're underfunding our fire department. I don't know why Link is charfing my nards for it. I had to sell candy bars for the dump fire department.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, like the baseball team. We were sponsored, but then they made us sell candy bars, which makes me wonder why we were sponsored. Anyway, that's why I don't play baseball anymore.
So the runner raises both of her hands, and she goes, oh, 20 minutes in this world, perhaps, but once you're in the simulation, 20 minutes can feel like an absolutely infinite amount of time, and... Pop each of the veins from her hand pop out of her skin, all 6 of these veins start snaking towards you, seemingly intent on grabbing you.
Freddy here. Is there any tempered glass on the machine?
It's just made out of complete
like
tempered glass.
Like anywhere.
What makes glass tempered?
Anthony, I'll tell you 100%. Absolutely not. There's no tempered glass on a workout type machine.
I thought it was like a computer or something.
Imagine the fucking phone booth with a bunch of wires and shit coming out of it and a monitor on the front of it and a bunch of blinking lights. And that's what the Tinker, the little gremlin, is futzing with. And all those lights and everything are plugged into the treadmill.
The Peloton.
Guys, step one, I think we got to fuck up that machine and then we got to fuck up this teacher. So Normal just takes a running charge at the machine to knock it over.
Lincoln's going to take a running charge at the teacher the moment the tentacles.
I'll let my minions do the work.
Okay, so it sounds like we should actually be rolling initiative.
Initiative. Initiative rolls. 18 plus 1, 19.
20 for initiative.
Jeez Louise. Jeez.
Whoa. 18.
Whoa.
I got a 1 plus 2, 3.
Nice. That makes sense. Gary's like chilling.
Chilling, bro.
Okay, so Normal, you get to go first as you see these tendrils coming at you.
Okay, I would like to take a running charge at this machine, this gizmo that they've been jacking people into, and just kind of tip it over and break it.
Go ahead and give me a strength check.
I got a 3.
Okay. Your back hurts. You lift it with your back, not with your legs.
Oh,
rookie shit.
Should have stretched. Oh, that's bad.
The little tinker is at your knees going, hee, 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 and is just like slapping your shins. It's not doing any damage. It's just humiliating you. And it's going like, weak boy, can't lift the thing. Taylor, your turn.
Like, hey, that's our school mascot. And I'm going to just fucking punt this little guy as hard as I can. Just a kick. Just
okay.
A real running kick.
Go ahead and make a dexterity roll to see if you launch
it. And I am aiming for... right between.
Hey,
the
is the
uprights.
Goblin's head made out of tempered glass?
Dexterity roll. Ooh, 13 plus 1, 14.
No matter what, you're going to do damage to it. So go ahead and roll whatever your unarmed strike damage is.
Unarmed strike damage. It's just 2. I don't even roll anything. It's just 2.
Great. You do 2 damage to the Tinker. It gets launched across the room and hits the opposite wall and slides down like, yeah. And falls down to the ground, but it is no longer near the machine.
You okay, Norm? Oh, no, I gotta walk this off. Oh, I should have stretched. Oh.
Link, it is your turn.
Link's gonna grab what I'm sure there's probably a globe somewhere in this classroom, as there are.
Yeah.
And so he's gonna grab the globe and then kick it like a soccer ball at her face.
That'll work, so you'll hit her in the face with it, and that'll do whatever your damage, what's your damage supposed to be for this?
2.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
But globe, though. If it's one of the texture globes where the Himalayas are, like, bumpy.
So it'll be a 2.000001. damage to the fucking runner.
Are you saying it's got like spiky mountains on it or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like some tectonic plates have shifted. It might be spiky, dude.
We should do like a random country generator to see what country she gets
yes,
hit in the face.
Yeah,
with.
Yeah. And if it's a mountainous country, it does 1 extra
random
damage.
Random country, explore the world. Yemen. Not a lot of mountains in Yemen, I don't think.
No, wait, is there?
Yemen mountains.
Is Yemen mountainous.
The Sarawak Mountains are in Yemen.
They're 9,800 feet.
It's not that big. It's not that big.
Also, like what you'd want to hit her is like the metal part of the globe.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys know it's not either the North Pole or the South Pole, guys. Like, I don't know what we're thinking about mountain ranges, like idiots. Oh boy, who came up with that?
Yeah, you're acting like the braille lettering on the, like, the countries are gonna kill somebody.
So you do a whopping 2 damage.
The goal is like whip her head back or like dazer or anything.
Oh, if that's the case, then go ahead and give me a dexterity roll so we won't do any damage. We'll see if you can, like,
does it help that the trend. Arabian leopard was reported seen in.
Oh, yeah, wow. It does. You get advantage.
Of Yemen?
Yeah, you get advantage.
I'm trying like Dazer because she's like sending tentacles at me.
Okay.
I mean, everybody, but.
What'd you get? Sounds like a natural 1. Sounds like a bad roll, Matt. Looking at your face looks like a bad roll.
It's a 4.
Damn. Okay.
But my dexterity is a plus 3. So.
Oh, okay. Still nothing.
It's
so,
a 1. It was a 1. It's what it was.
Oh, that's a 1.
Okay, so you fall flat on your ass. You completely fail to kick the thing. Your dreams of potentially being on the soccer team are quickly running away from you. You fall straight onto your back. You take a D4 of damage.
The globe lands in front of me, and I see Honolulu, and I'm like, I wish I was back in Hawaii on vacation with my dads. My foot hurts.
It is now the runner's turn. So the runner is going to extend her veiny tentacles and try to grab each of you because she is not distracted and can reach all 4 of you. So everybody give me a dexterity saving throw.
6 plus 3, 9.
I got a natural 20.
Oh.
That's nice.
Oh, I got a 10. I mean, I'm on the ground. That makes sense.
I also had a 10.
Everybody except for Normal, The tentacles encircle you and grab you and constrict you tight.
I would like to say that because I got a natural 20, Normal's doubled over with back pain, and then like he felt the slither of the tentacle and it freaked him out, so he jolted straight up and it like fixed my back.
Like you self-chiropractic.
I was like, ooh, there it is.
All three of you, not Normal, are grappled, which means that your speed is zero. You can't benefit from any bonus to your speed, so you can't move. And now that you're all grappled, the runner is going to go, and now it's time for a trios race to get to $1 million. Check it out, everybody. Watch this. And then you start getting pulled over to the machine, which sort of unfurls its walls, sort of fold down and welcome you. And three bright lights appear in the center of this unfolded machine, and you can feel it beckoning to you. So next turn, if you are not released from her grapple, you will be thrust forcibly into this simulation.
Dude, this sucks. This reminds me of something. I really shouldn't be talking about the ones that it reminds me of.
Scary.
The ones where characters are constricted. I don't like this. I shouldn't talk about that.
Scary, it is your turn.
I'm going to cast Unseen Servant.
Ooh.
This spell creates an invisible, mindless, shapeless, medium force that performs simple tasks at your command until the spell ends. The servant springs into existence in an unoccupied space on the ground within range as AC 10, one hit point, and it can't attack. Then if it drops to zero hit points, the spell ends. Once on each of your turns as a bonus action, you can mentally command the servant to move up to 15 feet and interact with an object. The servant can perform simple tasks that a human servant could do, such as fetching things, cleaning, mending, lighting fires, serving food, and pouring wine.
I feel like there's just a kid at the school that fucking has a crush on you that just like follows you around everywhere and you just get to boss him around.
I cast Friend Zone. I pull into the nether realm of friendship and I pull him out and have him do my bidding. And he thinks I'm a bitch.
It's going to be like, yeah, like a cool like animal.
Iguana.
Sure. It's an iguana, definitely. And it's like goth and its name is Goth. And,
but it can do human stuff. So it's like a humanoid iguana.
It's G-E-O-T-H.
I mean, it can do human stuff, but it's just an iguana. And it's going to
like. Not that anymore. That makes as much sense as a child that just followed us this whole time here.
I mean, it's not like he follows you the whole time. He's appearing out of nothing. I'm just saying.
And it is going to light the machine on fire.
I try to help you, Ben. I try to help you, Ben. About. I try to help you.
No, it doesn't.
Why? But it said a cord.
No, it didn't.
It said like things like light fires, and
which presumes that there are like things around for it to light a fire. It can't. Can a human being with no tools whatsoever just go to thing go fire
with a butane lighter? Yes.
He doesn't have a butane lighter.
I got a butane lighter in my go bag. Front pouch.
I'm going to see if I can get the lighter to Goth.
You already spent an action to cast this thing.
But it's a bonus action to tell him what to
do. Okay, but you could use a bonus action to tell him to go get the lighter.
Yeah, that's what I'll do.
You know what? Here's what I'll do. I will let you roll persuasion or intimidation, any social thing. And if you roll well enough, then you'll instruct him to both get the lighter and then do something with the lighter.
So you're a nice pet owner or an abusive pet owner?
It's all going to depend on what I have more in. Okay, they're both the same. Both a plus one.
Roll them bones. Come on,
man. Trying to beat a 15.
I love Goffy Iguana.
Damn it. 14.
Oh. Plus one, right?
Plus one. I got a 15.
Yeah, baby. D&D in a nutshell.
Hell yeah.
I said you have to beat a 15, but you were so happy that I'll just give it to you. I can't take that away from you.
What you didn't see is me like literally like tripping over my own hand somehow, where I like dropped the dice before I could roll it. And I was upset with myself and I was like, oh, 14. So yeah, it was actually a really inspiring moment.
I'll give it to you.
So I'm like, hey, Goth.
And it goes,
yes, my love. Okay, I'm gonna use my.
Wait, did it talk out loud? I for the world, but I need to know.
Yeah, it talked out loud.
Okay,
it's iguana sized, but it does talk out loud, and it has the strength and abilities of a human, including speech.
Anthony, can I also ask the iguana to not call me love, or is that another bonus action?
No, you can do that one for free. That one's free.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Dungeons & Dice is brought to you this week by Rocket Money. It's time to take off into the stratosphere. That graph of your net worth is going to the moon, baby. Because you know what the easiest way to do that? By canceling all the freaking subscriptions you forgot about. Or like ones that you paid for twice. Didn't even realize it.
Or the other two subscriptions you didn't even know were there.
That's right. Nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. Before I started using Rocket Money, I was like, I got a lean subscription pack. I'm not overpaying for stuff. And I took one look and I was like, not only am I paying for Funimation, Funimation doesn't even exist. It's merging. So I'm like,
this is the second Rocket Money ad you've come at Funimation. I'm really upset about this.
I realize I'm playing for Xbox Live. I haven't even turned on my Xbox in like 3 years. Yeah. I was like, what am I even doing? I don't even know if you still need to pay for it. I don't even know how that works.
It's a subscription universe that we're living in between streaming service, fitness apps, delivery service. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forget about.
I'm still paying the fee at the cemetery for dead relatives I don't even visit anymore.
Rocket Money, here's what Rocket Money is. It's a personal...
Dig them up! I don't care!
It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. You get all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can just help you cancel it with a few taps. And they'll even try to negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service. They'll call. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when you use all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/daddies. That's rocketmoney.com/daddies. rocketmoney.com/daddies. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Pretty Litter. Springtime vibes are in the air. And when you bring in beautiful flowers that are blooming, like I have in my vase in the kitchen, I want to smell those flowers, not my cat poop.
You know what's in the air is springtime flowers and not dust from the litter.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. Nothing beats Pretty Litter's ability to instantly trap odor. It's ultra absorbent. It's lightweight, low dust. 1 6-pound bag works for up to a month. And the crystals, dog.
The crystals
change color, and they indicate early signs of potential illness in my gato, like urinary tract infections, kidney issues, a lot of piss stuff.
That would make sense.
On brand. Who's the piss king of podcasts? Yeah. I want to advertise Pretty Litter on there.
And if that wasn't enough, Pretty Litter ships free right to my door. You never run out. And you know, the health monitoring is great. I can just go in, I take one look, and I'm like, you pissing good.
You good at pissing.
Pretty cats deserve pretty litter, and all cats are pretty. So yeah, all cats deserve pretty litter.
Pretty litter is amazing. You have to try it. Go to prettylitter.com.
You don't.
Daddy.
Your cat tries it.
You don't.
I mean, if you're curious.
The plumbing's out. If your toilet's broken.
Yeah.
Play on.
This isn't the 1950s. Whatever you want to do in your own home as a consenting adult, you're free to do.
You know, in the Kinsey reports, he said that actually a surprising number of adults pee in their kitty litter. Yeah,
yeah. Go to prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. That's prettylitter.com/daddies to save 20% on your first order. prettylitter.com/daddies. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Goth. Okay, I need you to get the lighter out of Taylor's go bag and then, like, light the machine thing on fire and then, like, try to prevent anybody from putting the fire out also. You can't. Just give him the scary iguana Goth look. You know the one.
So he goes, I can do the first two of those things. I will do them right
Hell
now.
Yeah.
So he's gonna
That's what made me almost maybe fall in love with you someday. Keep trying.
You see his pupils dilate huge and he goes, I just gotta wear her down. I just gotta wear her down. So Goth, the friend zone iguana, crawls over to...
Poor iguana's not gonna sleep all night.
Crawls over to the go bag that Taylor dropped, and he's gonna search it for the lighter. He finds it in the front pocket. He finds the butane lighter and puts it in his mouth. And, like, pauses for a moment to look at Scary, like,
huh? Look, I did it. Do you like me yet?
And then he's going to walk back
I feel like he's got enough movement to do both of these. Fuck it.
McGuire's got fast motherfuckers, dude.
Yeah, and he's going to raise one of his sticky fingers and try to...
Taylor said that out loud.
That was Taylor. Taylor's thinking. Like, because Taylor's seeing it happen in front of him, you know?
It's one of those things where the camera is, like, on the iguana and, like, moving with the iguana, and you're just in the background. He's just like, wow, what a fast motherfucker.
Look at
the
What's great about this is that I'm, like, literally staring at D&D Beyond, which why would I ever? But, like, it says an invisible, mindless, shapeless force in the... Yes.
the opposite of all of those things.
But I like to think that, like, yearning is that a mindless, invisible, shapeless force is friend zone.
I was gonna make fun for you, but iguanas do go 21 miles per hour, and then I googled average teen speed, and that's 12 to 14 miles per hour. So iguanas are faster than us.
We clocked the teen boy at 35 miles an hour.
The average teen.
Say it again. We have a teen boy.
So if we're 30 feet, they're like 25. Yeah, they get like 40 feet.
Don't move. The teen's vision is based on movement.
Careful, that iguana is twice as fast as a teen.
So Goth, with the butane lighter in its mouth, crawls back to the machine, which doesn't have the tinker protecting it. So it's going to, with its iguana mouth and iguana hand, sticky iguana hand, going to try to activate this butane lighter. Ooh, we got a 19.
Oh my god.
This fucking iguana smokes weed, and you can't tell me otherwise. You tell me he knows how the fucking butane lighter works right from the jump? This is a weed-smoking iguana, dude. Best character.
How did
this
iguana become the most three-dimensional character in our fucking campaign so far?
Best character was hiding an iguana. And it's a wee smoking iguana.
No, it's a magical iguana. It wasn't around the whole time, was it? Wait, or was it?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh, no, it just showed up now?
I mean, yeah, you all have magic.
Yeah, she summoned the iguana.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, contextualize your magic as things you've always done. You just have daddy magic.
It's her OC, dude.
Oh, we got daddy magic. All makes sense.
The iguana expertly flicks the butane lighter on and starts to burn through one of the wires leading from the machine to the treadmill. By the end of its next turn, if nothing is done to it, it will successfully burn through. Let's say there are 4 wires that need to be burned through in order to actively disable this machine. At the end of its next turn, it'll successfully burn through one of those. Normal, it is your turn.
Are the wires plugged into anything?
The wires go from the treadmill to the machine.
I go up to the treadmill and I want to bash it so that the speed goes way up so she goes flying off of it.
Okay, like the controls? You want to hit the controls?
Yeah, like, is this like a Nordic track or whatever?
Yeah, Nordic track did have that thing where it made people old a few years ago.
I remember that in the TV app.
Yeah.
So as you look at the controls for this thing, initially looks like a Nordic track, but then you start to sort of see like the letters
Nordic
are sort
track
of...
comes back in a big way in the 2040s. It's the new Peloton.
The letters are sort of morphing in front of your eyes and don't quite make a lot of sense. It's like when you're in a dream and you look
it's
at
like when
a
digital
clock.
To make an IKEA cabinet, am I right?
Oh my god.
Instructions.
But the numbers are changing and the letters are changing in front of you, and it's beginning to make you nauseous just to
Does
look at
them.
Does
it have the magnet thing that you pull just to stop it?
No, it doesn't.
Damn.
Dude, that's so a safety feature that all treadmills need to have.
This is obviously a magical
word. Hold up. I can read in dreams. Is that normal?
We don't actually need to answer that. He's just saying his thoughts out loud.
Yes, that was Taylor thinking his thoughts out loud, not Freddie wondering about something about his
I've never read in a dream. That's wild.
I have tried to read in dreams, but I can't. At any rate, Normal starts mashing buttons that on the panel.
Go ahead and roll. I guess this is just luck.
Roll cross-country mode.
So I rolled a 19, which means I hit whatever the second best button is on this.
Okay, so you wanted to make it go faster, you said?
Yeah, I wanted to like make it go so fast that she go flying off of it.
You managed to hit the like faster button on it. I'm going to have her roll to see if she can keep up. So she got a 6. So it's beginning to go too fast for her, and she stumbles a little bit, and her knee hits the treadmill tread, and it skins some of her knee like real bad, like more than it should. I'm not going to describe too much, but more than it should.
Damn.
And she takes a D8 of damage. So I'm going to roll a D8 for her. So it took a lot of damage.
God.
She's jumping on one leg now. Like,
Hell
it just takes her leg clean off.
What? Oh, my God. And she's, it takes her leg off?
Yes. I rolled a D8, and basically what I'm doing is like, oh, I wanted to balance this to be like a normal D&D combat, but for 4 level 1 characters. And I put that into Kobold Fight Club, and it gave me an imp, and an imp has 10 HP. And I said, yeah, sure. Stumbling on this thing causes her to lose a D8 of damage. She took 7 damage. So she has less than a half of her health left from this one fuck up. So yeah, she stumbles, her knee goes down, hits the treadmill tread, and it like just with one big pull yanks her entire right leg off. And now she's jumping one legged.
So does it look like she's like deteriorated, like her like body's weak or like
yeah it takes it off way too easily
okay,
yeah
like, that's what like, I was trying okay
yes she is emaciated
oh,
but
God.
People who are on the sauce have a sort of like their eyes are sunken a little bit, their wild eye looks
their
like
their eyes look like little
time.
Squiggles
oh my God no
they burp a lot
no.
They constantly have a little bit of like juice on their lip.
Do you think our dads are gonna be proud of us if we like kill a teacher?
Yeah, probably not. No. Normal's kind of freaking out. This was way gorier and rowdier than he thought. He thought this was going to be like a fun comedy thing. And he was like, oh, no, no. Oh, God, no.
Taylor, it is your turn.
As a ranger and as a tiefling ranger, I was thinking, you know, as far as like races go, having a half demon sort of thing is kind of cool. Thaumaturgy has some interesting effects. Are there any unlocked anythings in this room?
Unlocked anything?
Because I can cause an unlocked door or window to fly open.
There's like the cubby with all the nap mats in
it.
Oh,
man.
Do you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
All those mats are stacked up in there. If you pop that door open, maybe those mats will fall out.
You could also, if you wanted to, hold your turn until something happens. Like if you think Link or Scary will be able to get you out of this situation, then you can say,
well,
I hold my turn until they
do it. Let me struggle and pull my everyday carry pocket knife, which I keep in my pocket, and my mom didn't frisk me.
Whatever, dick. Go ahead.
Wait, roll, I'm a prepper.
What if you got a belt knife?
Roll dexterity.
Oh yeah, I got a cool belt knife where I grab.
No,
he
would have. Your mom would have seen that and taken that from you.
I grab my sword cane. And
so I believe that you have a flick knife.
What are the odds of a teenage boy having a cane and there's not a sword in it? If you saw him on the street with a cane, like, there's a sword in that cane.
I owned a cane sword.
Wait,
I appreciate an entire scene happening last episode where we go through your mom making sure you have no weapon. That's the whole point of the scene. And then you go like, but I had it in my pocket.
But I had it.
Well, yeah. What do you think EDC stands for, bro? Everyday carry. You don't put it in your bag.
Which means if you carried it every day, your mom would probably know about that and like have you not carry it with you.
Bro, the amount of things that your mom didn't
roll dexterity, see if you can get your everyday carry knife out of your pocket. Also, I owned a cane sword in high school. Not like a cool, like, I'm a Victorian man, like a Zatoichi cane sword.
Do you want to know why I absolutely know I would have been friends with Anthony? It's Anthony, motherfucker. I owned a cane sword too,
baby.
I kept it in the top drawer of my bedroom.
Doesn't mean you guys would have been friends. That means you guys would have been mortal enemies.
One or the other, guaranteed.
I know. I would have been friends with neither of you because I had a staff that I carved myself and then carved elvish words into it.
No. You would have definitely been friends with me because my friend Yuli currently owns a staff that's got his name carved into it in elvish, and we were friends in high school.
Shit, he sounds cool as hell.
He is cool as hell.
18 plus 1, 19.
You piece of shit. All right, you get the everyday carry knife out of your pocket.
All of my preparations finally beginning to
pay off. My preparation, putting a knife in my pocket.
Well, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I'm going to try and like use it to, you know, wiggle my way out.
Give me a strength check to see if you can slash through these vines.
Got it.
Especially with fucking cheap-ass.
Cheap-ass? Oh, yeah.
Pocket knives are horrible.
Yeah, you're a kid.
6 plus 1, 7.
So, yeah, you hack at the veins, but it's just chipping into the veins. It's not doing any real
your
damage.
Your efforts are in vain, one might say.
Damn.
One might say it. Link, it's your turn.
Can I first do a history check? I don't know if that comes to action. I want to know if, like, I know this teacher.
Okay, yeah,
because,
go ahead
like,
roll
you know,
history.
Grant's a librarian, and I feel like fellow parents and whatnot.
Yeah,
so,
go ahead and roll history, and if you do well, then you get to determine what that history is.
16, but my history is plus 4, so that's a 20.
Jeez Louise. Okay, so what do you want your history to be?
So what's the teacher's name?
This teacher's name is Mrs. Nerfley. That was given to us by Paige Havener. Thank you, Paige.
That's a very
good name.
Good name.
Her full name is Sponge Nerfley.
Sponge Nerfley?
Mrs. Nerfley.
Mrs. Nerfley.
Okay, then I'm going to talk to Mrs. Nerfley. Wait, Mrs. Nerfley, what are you doing? It's Lincoln. You know me. You know my father, Grant. He's the librarian, remember? You were reading all those Bernstein Bears books, and like we talked about how they were like really old fashioned and like kind of boring morals and like really old fashioned. And like we turned you on to the Bluey stuff, the Bluey books, and like you loved them. And like, come on, what are you doing?
Okay, roll persuasion.
What would Bluey the Australian cattle dog do?
Oh my god,
fun.
That's how I live right now, Will.
Yeah, like,
why are a bunch of adults watching Bluey?
Because it's good.
Because I've got a nephew.
Good
this
shit,
is Lincoln
bro.
Talking. It's good.
Okay,
12. Plus 0.
So she says, it's pronounced Berenstain. And her eyes get bigger and bloodshot.
No, that was after their sun shifted and went back to steam.
It went back to steam. Yeah. You know what? You're right. She goes, good pronunciation. No, fuck you. You don't understand. The things they've taught you in school, everything that you've learned, it's all lies. And none of it fucking matters. What matters is this. And she points at the treadmill and she points at the kids and she points all around her. This. The stuff we're doing right now.
Is there a way to like find out, mayhaps a role, if you will. is there a way to find out, like, if this person
like
can be, like, saved?
I suppose you could try to, like, if you had her restrained, you could do, like, an arcana check, because it seems like whatever's gotten to her is magical in some way.
Mm.
You could probably be able to tell, like, Kennedy
and
safe,
Link probably
not.
Knows that that's not her normally, right? Because he knows her.
Yeah, yeah. You saw
That'd
Mrs.
Nerf when
she
wild if
was...
she had her job, like, this entire time. And she yeah. was just, like,
I
always, can,
I'll,
like...
I'll tell her, I'll be like, guys, like, this is, like, I just saw her, like, a couple days ago. She's a really nice lady. This isn't her. This is...
Yeah, that checks out.
Well, no, I don't know these other two people. These other two, this goblin person and this other adult, they're horrible.
Kick the goblin, I'm gonna kick her. Okay, so that was your whole turn, Link. Yeah. It is now Mrs. Nerfley's turn. She... puts the three of you into the machine. Instantly, you feel like fucking Akira. The wires from the machine slink up and they like plug themselves into your arms and back your neck and into your eyes. Instantly, the three of you are teleported to the womb. You're all what? Separately in your own parallel simulations. And you hear Mrs. Nerfley from outside the amniotic fluid, from outside this universe, saying like, okay, so the thing about this particular part of the speedruns is kind of boring. It's kind of an unskippable cutscene. So I modded it a little bit. So we're just going to skip right to the part where they can at least start talking. So here we go.
I'm so comfortable in here, though.
And then, yeah, instantly, all that comfort, all that safety, you exit your wound.
No!
No!
Taylor first.
Strength check.
Strength check. I yeah,
strength check to see if you can stay in the womb.
Got six.
Yeah, now they pull you out.
Dang, I'll just become a podcaster when I grow up. Same thing.
Taylor, as it fast forwards, give me a perception check.
Perception.
Oh, shit. Because Taylor's got, like, a demon wound?
Five. Five. Ooh, darn. You see two forms, two male forms that you have never seen before. And you're, well, you don't see your mom. You're coming out of your mom. But two men. And
coming out of my mom, and I've been feeling just fine.
You're all suddenly infants.
This is our life.
This is your life.
With normalcy.
Yeah, normalcy is three people hooked into the machine, their eyes closed, and they're like kind of convulsing as a bunch of sensation goes through their body. You're basically getting plugged into like a mini matrix. So cute. The three of you as infants are together in a little play date while your parents are all hanging out and talking. Amongst all the parents that you've maybe recognized from a distance at school or whatnot, you also see a very handsome man in a what seems to be a suit. He's in a really nice suit, and he's talking to somebody that seems to be like not a lot but like a little bit on fire and not too bothered by it, and they're talking to your mom.
Do I see Grandma or do I see my biological parents?
Oh gosh, I forgot you're adopted. Yeah. Actually, why don't you roll perception, Link?
I mean, there's a lot going on, so that's a 4 plus 2. That's a 6.
Okay, so you see something bathed in darkness when you exit the womb, a non-space where you think your dad might be, and then there's a big blank spot in your memory. And then the next thing you know, you're playing with this group of people and you see Marco and Grant, okay. Your real fathers. In this moment, you hear Miss Nerfley say, all right, let's start the timer. And all of you see in your vision, in like the upper right-hand corner of your vision, a timer start counting up from 0. And then you see on the bottom right corner of your vision, a dollar sign and then 9 zeros. So she goes, okay, let's see if they can get out of here faster than the previous best score for getting to $1 million. I'm putting it on the line. I'm saying everybody gets to go back to the original age. I'm doing it. I believe in these kids. I think I could do it. The best time we had prior to this, the current WR, is 32 years, 2 months, 3 days, 12 hours, 34 seconds. So if you can get to $1 million, any of you, before then.
I buy $4 of Dogecoin right when it came out.
How do you tell your parents to do that?
This is so funny.
You can also at any point fast forward to another part of your life where you're more capable of doing things.
I've already beat this.
Oh no.
This is just replaying our lives. If I just fast forward to the point where right before I get put into the machine, it's an infinite loop.
Wait, why is it looping though?
Because oh, I see.
At some
what
point
he's saying.
I'm gonna become a teen, and at some point this teen is gonna get put into this thing, and then we're going to inside
so you're
there.
Gonna, in your memory, you're going to go into
in
another matrix within a matrix.
You're going to go into the simulation.
Yeah, but are we actually time traveling? Because if we're not
no,
time
you're not
traveling,
actually
that
time traveling.
Work.
But what he's saying still makes sense, though, because it's working off of his memories. It's basically, you're in a simulation that is built primarily off of your memory. So what Freddie, unfortunately, has correctly pointed out is that you'll keep going into the same simulation over and over and over again by the time you're a teen.
You built in a time loop for us, man.
I did.
I play the fucking Powerball every time because I hit this loop infinitely. I play every combination of the fucking Mega Millions. I tell my mom, like the week before, I'll just fucking buy a scratch or whatever. I'll play the lottery over and over again until I win.
Okay.
Is it actually a simulation of our actual life? Because then that would imply that we could never get older than... than this moment.
No, it's a simulation of your life that you can diverge from in order to try and get $1 million. All these other kids that you saw, they were not as smart as you.
Because they're fucking baby teens.
Yeah, because they're babies. So they're like, no, well, I guess I'll just try to like go to school. I'll focus on this other stuff and try to be a
go to school.
They're going to school. They're trying to do STEM careers and shit.
Yeah, then I absolutely just wait until I'm old enough. I know what stupid meme coin popped at some point, and I buy when it was 0.00001. I buy a couple dollars of it.
Well, I guess the question is, how much money does it take to buy Dogecoin at its like cheapest? You research that while I talk about what
happens. Well, because this is the future, so I don't buy Dogecoin. I buy
You buy something else.
I buy Daddy's coin because of my mix of coin of our podcast.
You buy a coin based on a podcast?
I am going to make Daddy's coin. I'm going to make Daddy's coin right now in this world.
Okay.
What I do is I do two loops. The first loop, I just remember some mega lottery winning thing at some point.
Okay.
And you know, it's just like
you just memorize the number.
Just memorize the number. And then the second loop, I buy the tickets for that, or have my mom buy some tickets for that.
Does Taylor have to relive every agonizing second of his life over and over and over again to do
this? I'm fast forwarding through that shit, bro. And also my life rules. Like, I'm slowing down briefly to just re-experience all the good parts.
Yes,
you know
whenever
saying?
You fast forward, you're basically
like the
looking
one time
at
I
your
scored
body.
One, like, on the T-ball game where I managed to connect with it once. Like, that moment, I'm like, ooh, that's still good every time.
Roll persuasion to see if you can persuade your mom to buy you, in the second loop, a lottery ticket.
Mom, can you buy a lottery ticket? I know what numbers are winning.
All right, roll.
Five.
No.
Well, you're going to regret this. I'll just ask you next go around.
All right. How old are you when you ask this?
The 40. Age at which I can remember numbers and speak. So probably like somewhere in the range of 5 to 6 years old.
5 to 6. Okay. So that's 12 years you've already wasted.
No, but you said I could fast forward it, bro.
Yeah. But like fast forwarding doesn't not turn the time.
No, that's right. That's fair.
So you're 12 years. So go ahead and roll again.
Yeah, baby. Natty one.
All right.
You got to ask like on your birthday or something so you get advantage on the roll.
Ooh, that would have been good.
That's a good
but
point.
Alas, 18 years. So go ahead and try again if you want to.
I'm going
to
do it on the birthday.
All right. So on your 13th birthday, you want a Powerball with the exact numbers that you're going to specify.
Yes.
Wait, do all of us have to find a hack like this?
No. You don't all have to.
I got an 11.
Listen, Beth May here, just Googling list of biggest class action lawsuits.
That's great. Okay, so that failed. So you got 12 plus
mom!
13. So
and
25.
Also, by the way, each one of these times, the day after, my mom's like, why? I should have done it.
Every single time. On the day of, she's like, I didn't do that because I didn't want to teach you that gambling
also,
is a way to victory.
And also, then, like, it ruins our relationship. Could you imagine if your kid went up to you and gave you, like, the $300 million winning Powerball numbers in multiple realities? That would fuck you up. You'd be in therapy for that
shit. Yeah, she
bro.
Spent the rest of her life and yours resenting herself and being terrified of you.
It's just a simulation.
It's just simulation. It's fine. But you are feeling all this. So 25. One more of these loops and you will have not beaten the original
I had such
time.
A foolproof fucking method!
Yeah, you did. So you get one more roll of trying that if you want to try that. And then if that doesn't work, we'll go to the other two.
Okay. Persuasion?
Is this persuasion. All happening like in the span of a second? Like,
yes,
what's
from your perspective,
is normal?
This is
normal?
Just like
okay,
happening.
All right. Okay.
Fucking another natural one!
Oh my god.
What the fuck?
Can we loop back to the beginning of this podcast so that Freddie can take another question?
What the fuck? I literally was just 11s and 1s. I'm looking at my screen right now. It's persuasion check 11. Persuasion check 11. Persuasion check 1. It's just 1s on my fucking screen.
And as your mother points out to you, that's why you don't gamble.
Mom!
Normal. As you are watching Taylor try to do this loop over and over and over again to get $1 million.
Just my brow
you
so
see
furiously
you see
furrowed.
His brows froze, sweat's pouring down him, and you see him instantly age 12 years. Ooh. And then you see him instantly age another 12 years. Ooh. And you instantly see him age another 12 years. So Taylor's timer goes over 32 years. It's in a three-way split screen, and a big red X appears on Taylor's screen. And she goes, ooh, what a shame, what a shame. Taylor looked like he had a really good strat. There's some new strats that we hadn't seen before, but it turns out it just didn't quite work. It's bad RNG in that run. Sorry, Taylor.
It's not my fault, my mom sucks.
So let's look at Lincoln Scary. What's going on there? So either of you, do you have any plans for how to make $1 million before you turn 32?
Yeah, I bought Dogecoin.
So you bought Dogecoin.
Oh, I bought an NFT.
You should, what was it? Make it funny. Improvise something that's funny.
It was
and then put that into the gameplay.
It was Fartcoin.
Yeah. Fartcoin.
And it got up to $69.
Yeah.
Wait, it only got up to $69?
Yeah, on May 20th, 420, hashtag fuck yeah.
May 20th would be 520,
and it started,
fucking idiot.
And it started at $8.00000000D dollars, so it looks like a dick. When you spell it out, And it was so funny. And fucking
wait, 8.0000 D dollars just $8. That's just $8.
Eight equals D. That's why it was confusing to people.
This stock's going all the way up to 8 equals D tilde
smiley face winky winky eggplant. So I bought that.
Okay. At what age did you buy enough to make $1 million? If it's going up from 8 to 69.
Yeah, how did you get the money to buy? How did you get the money to invest?
What do you mean?
You don't have a fucking credit card?
Yeah, that's part of the challenge of this. You don't get to act like this is the dumbest shit in the world, even though it is. you still have to strategize and roll for
it. This is like, how do you buy something at the store? What do you mean?
Because you're a kid. If you're going to invest enough in Fartcoin to make $1 million, even if you know the rate of return, you have to have enough money as capital. Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, all my...
Can somebody run the numbers on how much you'd have to invest if it went from $8 to $69?
No, it didn't go from 8 to 69. It went from 0.000000000 8 to 69, which is... It went from boom.
No, you said 8. You start... The balls start on the left if you're making a dick with a D. And you know that. You know that. You can't try to take it away. It's not backwards D equals sign equals sign equals sign 8. It's $8.
The whole plan was I invest like $1. If you invested like $100 in Dogecoin right when it started...
You need 14,492 or 15,000 coins, and that will be worth.
Well, then
$1 million.
The plan's not there because the point was that I just spent $100.
I've got a plan.
Okay, normally you see Link aging up to 32 years as he tries to find a way to make.
I think I only did like 5 years.
Matt really got fucked on his.
Yeah,
turn,
wait, I didn't try for 32 years. Once my Dogecoin situation, like most people, did not work out, I say, you know what? I'm just gonna be a librarian and just read some books. And I guess this is just where I am now. You know, this is stressful, I think. And I just spend my time reading poetry and reading books
learning. Here's what happens.
I just gave up.
You stop fast forwarding and you just live in the moment and you, like, the inner light from Star Trek.
Live
out the just 40 more years of your life.
You
meet somebody, you fall in love with them, you have a kid. You watch the kid grow up and resent you. Like, you have a whole
fucking
life.
I watch American soccer become finally as good as European soccer. It's incredible.
You live a wonderful life.
My plan is perfect. You guys are just fucking
me. No, my plan is...
I've got a plan.
Okay. What's your plan? Save us, please.
Okay, so when Scary is 15, she sees, like, an incident in a self-driving vehicle where, like, the airbag, like, comes out and, like, discharges when there's no crash or whatever. So in her loop around... She sits in the driver's seat, gets hit by the airbag, like, in the chest, therefore sues the self-driving vehicle company for, like, injury and then also sexual harassment.
Okay. First of all, roll to see if you can persuade the person driving this car to let you sit in the driver's seat. Because this is presumably not somebody you know.
I got a 16.
How do you convince them to let you in? Because you do it successfully.
I'm just like, hey, can I drive your car?
And that works.
I'll give you a cigarette. It's a retro one. The ones that, like, there's no vape.
Okay, so this is...
It kills you just straight up.
You find a 16-year-old, very irresponsible driver, and you ask them to sit in their car, and you give them a cigarette. And so, as you predicted, or as you saw, the airbag inflates, you get hurt, it breaks your... Let me roll. 4. So it breaks a lot of stuff. Breaks your collarbone, breaks your shoulders.
I broke my boob.
Your boob is broken.
No.
And you sue. And you want to sue for $1 million?
I mean, I would probably sue for more, but sure, let's say $1 million.
No, I mean,
now
for more
that
makes
you've
sense.
Saved this other person, you've changed Death's design. And now Death is hunting down the other person to reset the course, like in Final Destination.
Damn, that's actually pretty cool. The other person's probably like a weird, dumb politician all about like tort reform now.
You're going to sue them for negligence and for sexual harassment. And each of those, you're trying to sue them for $1 million. So let's roll persuasion.
Wait, roll first to see the quality of lawyer you get.
Ooh, okay. That's a good idea. Yeah, I guess your parents could invest in a good lawyer, and then that'll give you advantage or disadvantage.
I have a 6 lawyer.
Okay, so not a great lawyer.
Yeah.
This is
but
like
you still
open
got a
and
case,
shut case.
So you just got to roll normally. So you're going to roll first for negligence.
Okay.
Come on.
Fuck yes, I got a 19.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay,
hell
so
yes.
With negligence.
Roll for damages.
You get inspiration for that. That's
thank
good.
You.
That's good. Roll for sexual harassment just because.
2. That's right.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Fair. They're like, that's a stretch.
That's fair.
That's a stretch.
I think that's fair.
How much money did you get?
You got $1 million.
I got
well,
million.
The average lawyer would take 40% of that.
So you're like, oh, no!
I can ruin everybody else's plan, too!
Matt.
You should have thought that before, Beth! Can't take it back. Can't take it back when you're making a joke. $0 $0
So you are 17 years old and you have $600,000. How do you get $400,000 more?
If you all work to ruin each other's plans.
I pay an elderly, grizzled musician by the name of Billie Eilish to help me produce a single, and then it goes hella viral, and I make
roll
millions.
Performance.
God damn it.
Come on.
I got an 18.
Yeah!
What's the song?
Okay,
What's the song?
Beth, we have to hear some
of
the song.
Yes, is it Butthole Ricochet? What's the song?
Yeah.
Butthole Ricochet, yes. And then the lyrics are, my boyfriend was a scorpion slut. I wanted to call him. Now I don't know what I'm gonna do. He's a scorpion. I didn't want to date a scorpion. He turned into a scorpion, and now I'm just a scorpion slut for my scorpion slut boyfriend. and then there's another like another thing that's like, that was the sound that the pincher makes, you know, the thing with the poison that scorpions have.
The backup singer goes, Stinger!
Stinger. But it's romantic. He's really put me through the ringer. Ringer. Yeah.
I'm just picturing a Billie Eilish song with like that moody vibe. And then apparently the guy from the B-52s in the background just goes,
is that scorpion? Watch out, everybody. Cover your butts because here comes a scorpion slut.
I'm way worse. Stinging and then a pinching in the scorpion slot.
Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by Blue Nile. There's many reasons to gift jewelry to a loved one.
Name one.
Apologies.
Apologies. Okay. What else? What else?
Did I say that too quickly? Was that too quick?
Bribery. 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 But here's what it comes down to. What's more exciting than seeing the look on their face when you pull out that
Let me finish the sentence.
That unmistakable little box.
Close one.
Close one. Here's the jewelry.
If you're buying jewelry, there's no better place to do it than BlueNile.com.
This is our almost bracelet when we almost got pregnant. Here you go.
Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below a traditional retailer. When you're looking to give the best gift of all time, Blue Nile is the place to go with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase, 30-day returns, and a diamond price match guarantee. They also have experts on hand day and night via phone or chat.
They have experts on hand. Like, can't you get pregnant the first time? How many days after a period is it okay?
Free diamonds can still get you pregnant.
Can you still get if you pregnant?
These are all great questions that you should ask.
Yeah, please ask.
Day or night. Matt, well, tell me about your experience with jewelry.
Well, what's crazy is just last week, me and Anthony got a cup of coffee like we always do. We just like to talk at post shop, post talk, little talk shop. And I was like,
yes, that's what we do.
And I was like, Anthony, you know what I was thinking about today? He's like, how great of a service Blue Nile is. I was like, yes. Why don't you tell me the latest jewelry you just got?
I got a diamond ring for my beautiful spouse from Blue Nile, and it was good diamond.
Good diamond.
It was good diamond. They graded it good. I called them up, and I said, is
you know
this
that,
good?
Like, you know that good
and
is
and
probably...
I will. We did not invite you. I called you right before we went out. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, me and Anthony are getting a cup of coffee, talk shop like we always do. Out.
The
and,
diamond
and
dogs.
Will, you said you couldn't come to our coffee because you're on Blue Nile ordering a beautiful... What were you ordering?
That's right. Yeah, that's
what were
right.
you ordering,
I was shopping
will?
On BlueNile.com. I got a lot of great jewelry, and more importantly, a great deal on that jewelry.
There you go.
Which is just as valuable.
Even more so.
Go to BlueNile.com to find the perfect piece today. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com. Dungeons and Dice is brought to you this week by MeUndies. Yarr!
They're driving me nuts.
Steal your booty. Oh, wow. We're pirates.
All right, hey, speaking of things Spot, coming out of our good. Pants, MeUndies is finally unveiling the Contour Pouch and Ball Caddy, a micromodal sling that keeps things separated and lifted.
And equal.
Finally.
I hate it when my testicles merge into one.
Listen, it just makes sense. We need a compartment for the dangly bits. The fact that on an engineering standpoint, MeUndies was brave enough. Yeah, I'll say it.
Brave
enough to sew in a big old pouch to keep things all...
Yeah, imagine the only bras that were around were sports bras. No, that's what boxers are.
That's what boxers
but
are.
But finally, Finally, they've given us
Beth.
I have issues with this.
So finally, we got underwear that just holds them in its own little compartment.
Beth, would you like to lodge a complaint?
If we only wore sports bras, that would actually be incredible, oh. I think. You know, I would much rather wear a sports bra than a regular bra. But maybe I'm completely wrong.
I have no opinion on the bras.
He's going to develop a ball caddy with an underwire. That's what I want to know.
MeUndies
that's haunting.
Well, listen, you don't have to. By the way, MeUndies, listen, they got the all-black classics, fun, expressive prints.
MeUndies, you don't have to wear them.
Sizes, XS to extra small to 4XL, flattering cuts for everybody, but they also do, speaking of butts, versatile loungewear. They got lounge collection. They got joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. I got a little like a bedroom like
okay.
Long hoodie pants. Is like underwear for your head.
Yes. MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, comfy, and it's ideal for all day wear. They use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on them. Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/dungeons. That's MeUndies.com/dungeons for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Mrs. Nerfley looks at your score as the other two
as the royalties
X's.
Roll in.
Yeah, the royalties roll in.
You get 7 trillion hits on Spotify and you make 6.
Oh my God, yes.
As Scorpion Slut takes the billboards by storm. Your money goes from 600,000, well, it went down to 400,000 to pay off Billie Eilish. And then by the end of your first month, you are a multimillionaire. You have $10 million at the bank and you're not even 25 yet. Mrs. Starfleet goes, oh my God, that is a record. This is what the sauce is all about, that speed. Yeah, get him out. And she presses a button on her treadmill. I made a promise. I told you that once the record was beat, you would all go back to normal. So Mrs. Nerfley is nothing if not a woman of her word. So Tinker, do it. And the Tinker grabs the knobs on the machine and dials them all the way back. And your age is... And you go back to the ages that you were before you got into the machine.
I go, suck it, kindergartners. We won.
The prods and the plugs and stuff like that release you from the machine. Yeah. And you are free from the machine and back in this life again.
Where's my... Chris? Where
Mrs. Nerfley goes, oh, she was never real. He was never real. Nothing was real. It was all simulation in your mind, but you did such a good job. Well, not you.
I had children.
I need to call my stupid mom.
Link forgot he was in a simulation. Yeah. He became convinced that it was
a
dream.
You're back in reality and you don't have a family anymore. But Scary, you did it successfully. Congratulations, you four are free to leave. And the doors open up.
Oh, no, we're not going to. We got to stop you.
Yeah,
we
can you not?
Yeah.
Go kids.
I feel like this entire time, Normal has been ineffectually tugging on the power cord for the machine and has finally unplugged it the second you guys got out of the simulation.
It was bad that you're killing kids in the first place, but I got to say, becoming a father, you really begin.
Oh,
it's just something.
No. Oh my God, Matt, man.
Even all the kindergartners like, oh my God.
The old kindergartners like, oh, here this fucking blowhard goes.
I can't stand here and watch you hurt young children. So we gotta. I'm scared, but we're gonna stop. We're gonna beat you up.
Has it been 15 minutes?
Has it been 15 minutes?
What?
Yeah. Oh, the fire department's coming.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Man, I thought my life sucked before, but now I know it really sucks because then I got like this image of my life when I was like a millionaire. And now like I just feel doubly bad and doubly angsty.
How'd you get $1 million?
Oh, it's like it's a long story. I'm a fucking lawyer. and Scary says fucking lawyer so loud and then like adjusts her collar and just like tries to look really cool. Like,
so yeah, in that moment, the San Dimas fire department, they would kick open the door, but the door's just open. And so they rush in with axes and fire extinguisher, and they go, what's going on? And they see Mrs. Nerfley running on the treadmill with one leg, and they go, oh my God, we got to get you to an ambulance. We got to take you to a paramedic. And they see the old kids, and like, oh my God, oh God, all these kids need to go to a hospital. This is horrible. And they start grabbing the kids and just taking them out to the ambulance. Is there anything you want to do, or are you just going to let them take it from here?
Well, the adults are here.
Yeah. Miss Nerfley, is there any way we can un-age these kids? Like, we de-aged. Can we de-age the kids? Come on.
Hey, Tinker, do it.
What do the firefighters say when they see the Tinker?
I'm going to actually give them a roll to see if they notice the Tinker. 14. So they see the Tinker and they think it's just a weird, gross toy or something. But Mrs. I mean, you never had
to, like,
kids
that baby Yoda.
Yeah, exactly. Mrs. Nerfley says, like, the power must go to the machine and the tinker must de-age you manually from the outside. And that's the last thing she says as they pull her out to go to the paramedics.
Who's like the lead firefighter?
Probably the tallest one.
I approach the tallest firefighter. I say, Normal Oak, I'm with daddies. These kids are with us. We need to de-age them. So just give us one moment here while we wrap this up.
All right, roll persuasion.
That's so good.
Dude, that was got to be a...
I got a natural one.
Wait, Will, you got that reroll.
You got that inspiration. Yeah.
You can spend it on this if you want to.
Burn it.
Burn it, baby. Burn it.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
I got a 6.
Fuck! You know what it is? It's that mascot costume you're still in.
Yeah, I'm still in the mascot costume. And I'm like, yeah, Normal Oak, I'm with Daddy. So we've got an operation here. Situation's already been secured, gentlemen.
So he pats you on the head and goes, that's great, kid. And he peeks into the mouth and he says, you're not hurt. No, you're good. You can go home. But yeah, no thanks, man. We got it. Whoever pulled the fire alarm, good job. Good idea. And they just start taking the kids out.
Sir. Yeah, can you fix, like...
Look at these Akira babies.
Yeah, do you know how to fix, like, I'm telling you, just, you know, give us one kid. Let's give it...
Give us one kid?
Just give us a try. Just put one kid on the machine and it'll fix it. What's the worst that could happen?
Okay, so first roll perception before you see if what you said affected them or not.
Yep, got a 17.
As you're saying this, so you rolled a 17 perception. You see in the face of the fireman, of the very tall fireman, that he's alarmed. He thinks the kids are hurt here, but he doesn't seem to be behaving as if anything like crazy extra normal is happening. There's something in his eyes that says, like, this is bad, but this is just another day on the job. He's not freaking out in the way that a normal person would be upon seeing the scene that you've got in front of you.
If I could tell that they didn't think it was normal, I'd probably ask instead, I'd be like, sir, what do you think is wrong with those kids?
Oh, I mean, it's just something that happens to kids. Like, you know, it's exhaustion, or it's too much time online. They're probably dehydrated.
They've come down with poster syndrome.
They literally look like they're 80. They're going to die. They look like they're 80, 100 years old. Like,
They may look that way to you, but I'm sure once we get some water in them, some
30 blades of touchable grass, stat.
Yeah, once we get them a little time outside, you know, get away from the internet a little bit, I think they'll be right as rain. You'll see.
I search for clothes in the area.
Okay. I would say that you probably find some spare soiled, like, shorts and a shirt from some kid who vomited on himself once.
All right. I run around the corner. I take off the mascot outfit and I put on because I'm said I'm only in my tidy whities underneath. But this guy has not seen my face because I'm
true.
You are a high schooler going to put on kindergartner size clothes.
I gotta make it work, right?
All
right.
Can I try something?
Yeah.
So we just have magic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna
What a thrill it is to play Dungeons and Dragons with Daryl Wilson again.
I'm gonna go, something's going on. It's not normal. Watch here, check this out. And I'm going to cast Lay on Hands on Mrs. Nerfley and heal her in front of all the firefighters.
Okay.
The boy has the gift.
Let the boy try.
What is Lay on Hands? You just have to roll how much you heal.
You have a pool of healing power that can restore 5 HP per long rest. Lincoln got a good rest before school, as always.
So 5
as
HP.
What if she restores HP
and she's evil,
and
Matt?
And she did 7.
Yeah, she lost 7.
I'm going to use all 5.
You give her 5
Matt,
HP
what are you
back.
Doing?
So all of her leg except for her ankle and her foot come back.
Okay.
And
then... Normal, picking up while Link is laying down, casts Cure Wounds to cure the other 2 inches of her foot.
I mean, I think
whatever.
The fact that half her leg came back would freak them out. I don't know if this kid's that magical.
better make sure.
So you heal her all the way back, her leg completely reforms, and the firefighters are looking down and go like, oh, I guess she wasn't as injured as we thought. We were just looking at her.
What? This did magic
and
in front of
as
you.
As she is healed completely up, she goes, and reaches up and grabs 2 of the firefighters by the necks, and you hear a loud crack as she like snaps their necks right where they lay, and they crumple to the ground. And the kids go, and the kids start running, and the paramedics are like, what? And she starts toward the paramedics, and her veins are out again, and she's attacking the paramedics.
Guys, we should just go. Like,
yeah,
we blew
like,
this.
I mean, I don't know. Do we have to, like, solve every job? It's like you know how, like, with homework, it's like you can, like, do some of it, and then, like, you can do the rest of it, like, the next day?
Scary, I'm 100% with you. We should just get in the car.
Are the firefighters dead?
Yeah.
Do they die right in front of them?
Yeah.
And then what does she do?
She turns around to see you, blood dripping from her lips, because she has just bitten the carotid of a paramedic.
Oh,
and
God.
She goes, you all were pretty fast, but let's see how fast you'll be the next time we see each other. And then she takes off at a dead sprint, and boom, she is just gone. and the body of the paramedic that she was eating goes with her.
I'm so sorry. I was just trying to... She's a nice lady.
It was an interesting idea. I don't think it was the right one. We gotta get in the car and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Did we do it? Did we win?
Yes.
Wait, what about the kids?
Fuck the kids. We gotta go.
Yeah, where are the kids?
She left the kids. She didn't touch the kids.
And what do we need to do to get the kids back to normal?
Put them back in the machine and then tell Tinker to do it.
At first, my plan was to bluff her into thinking I was a kindergartner she missed the first time around and that I deserve a chance to go just to keep her here. But now I feel like I'm gonna look at all the other kids and be like, fellow kindergartners, follow me, the biggest kindergartner, back to the room. I can save us.
Roll persuasion with advantage because kindergartners are stupid.
Yeah.
I got a natural 20.
Ooh. Great. So the kindergartners look to you and they go, ah, the uber kindergartner. We will follow you anywhere. They're like the fucking aliens from Toy Story.
Aww.
They're not going to remember like seeing two people murder in front of them, right?
No, they will. They'll stick with them for the rest of their lives. They'll have to deal with that forever. But yeah, they follow you, what, inside, I guess?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I lead the children back inside. I guess we need the help of Tinker.
The Tinker is still there.
Well, just say it.
Tinker, unold these kids. I demand it.
Roll intimidation.
I got a 10.
I'm going to say, I'm going to fucking kill you.
That'd be intimidation, so go ahead and roll that if you want.
Ooh, yeah, I got a 16.
God, fucking Beth is saving us with her rolls.
Like, the first half of, like, my life, I was just getting bad rolls. I got, like, 3 threes in a row.
You say this to intimidate the Tinker, and the Tinker, having seen how adequately you behaved in the simulation and how smart you are, goes like, okay, put them in the machines. And then basically for the next half hour, he de-ages all the kids back to their original ages.
All right.
Great. So
every time a kid like comes out and we're, because it takes 30 minutes, like Lincoln's like teaching them how to like play soccer. And, like,
oh my gosh, stop
like,
it. So cute.
Teen Huddle. Hey, so what are we thinking we should do with the Tinkerer?
We should just kill that thing.
I think we should just kill
I kicked it really good.
I don't know. I feel like we maybe could use some information from him. Just like, again, we still don't know anything about what happened to our dad.
Torture.
This is why, I mean, I've been hanging out with you guys for like one day and you're already talking about killing people.
It's weird because like, I'm not the one with two firemen's consciousness on my soul.
You know what?
I'm not the one with blood on my hands, so
scary.
Yeah.
That really hurt.
Not as bad as it hurt for those families of the firefighters.
You know what? You guys, whatever you decide, I'm just one voice here, so you guys do
maybe
what
we
you
should
need
bring
to.
This Tinker back.
Yeah, let's take him to the like homework center.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like a plan to me.
Hey Tinker, you wanna come with us?
No.
You wanna come with us.
Roll intimidation again.
Shut up. I actually got a really good roll again. I feel like for the purpose of like the fucking podcast, we shouldn't even continue. Just kidding. I'm definitely going to continue. I got an 18.
Nice.
Okay. So he goes, all right, fine. Just keep me away from that one. He says, pointing at Scary. He shivers whenever you look at him directly in the eyes.
We call all the kids' parents to come pick them up from school.
We go through the phone
tree.
As
you all do that, I go to the bodies of the firefighter and the paramedic, and I open up their wallets and I write their names down, and I'm going to write their families a letter later.
Oh my God.
Since y'all made it real for Lincoln, that's what Lincoln's doing.
Normal comes outside to check on Lincoln. He's like, Link, how you doing, buddy?
I don't want to talk to you right now. So I'm, you know, it's a I guess this is just what jobs are. So this was our job.
Your badges vibrate, and May Hales says,
"Hey, how'd it go? Is all done?"
Agent Normal here. Status is 100% contained, except for the monster, which did escape, and there's two dead adults.
Three. Though, don't forget the paramedic. Two firefighters were killed.
We lost some good men today.
By Mrs. Nerfly, who's a really nice lady, and then she was really mean now, and she killed two firefighters because I helped her and a paramedic.
No, Lincoln, you didn't help her. You were just trying to do the best you could.
Yeah,
you were
Link,
just trying
you didn't
to
help anybody.
Why would you tell that to the families John Early and Sebastian Arnold? Sorry, I can't think of it.
John Early, the star of Search Party.
I thought you were doing the scene
face
from Face Off.
Pretty much.
What about Dickens?
And Elizabeth Dickens. Why don't you tell them that I was just doing my best? You tell their families. You tell their
I'll
families
take a break
normal.
When the case breaks.
Hey, also, May, can you like tell the school to get like maybe a sub? I don't think Mrs. Nerfley is going to be back for a long time.
Can you also, like, let the town know that, like, don't start any fires because, like, we're down. We're down a couple firefighters.
That night, after you send an email to the families of the...
A handwritten letter. Thank you very much.
Okay, fine, a handwritten letter. Then 2 days later, you're awoken by a knock on your door, and it's the FBI going, we understand that you know something about the deaths of these two firefighters and a paramedic. And your dad, Marco's like, Lincoln?
All our days whisked away, but is there something more to say? You know that no one knows us better than ourselves. Used to tell myself it'll be alright. Pretty lies let me sleep at night. I know that no one knows me better than myself. And I know I'll get this right. It's just a matter of time till we make it out alive. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. We live for tomorrow, make steel and borrow, break where we can't change. We gotta pick ourselves up and say, not today, no, not today. I don't need your sorrow, come back tomorrow, I'll be on my way. I'll be on my way.
Dungeons and Daddies is Matt Arnold as Lincoln Wilson, Anthony Birch as our DM, Will Campos as Normal Oak, Beth May as Scary Marlowe, and myself, Freddie Wong, as Taylor Swift. Theme song is On My Way by Maxton Waller, who also did some additional music for this episode. Brian Fernandez is our content producer. Ashley Nicolette is our community manager. Esther Ellis is our lead editor. Travis Reeves provides additional editing, and Robin Rapp is our transcriber. Special thanks this week to Paige Havener and Benson O'Malley for names that we used in this episode. This show has a Patreon. That Patreon has some people, and some of those people are named Stephanie Mech, Matthew O'Brien, Thomas Lewell, Kate Hazard, Jessica Scott Standiford, Flutter, Brad O'Connell, Brandon Mara, Adam Delano, Charlemagne, Roland Warman, Amanda Fordyce, Red Cat Studio, Coral, Seth L, Klutzy, Frederick Winbald, Sebastian Shaw, Kate Mexicano, Martha Sparn, and Noah Carter. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. If you're looking for more stuff to listen to, we got an after show called Teen Talk, where we dive into the episodes after we record them and answer listener questions. We also do Discord live listens and hangouts. There's so much more. If you join at any level, you get access to At the Bounds of Dadness, which is a prequel called Cthulhu Campaign, All That Jizz, which is a Star Wars miniseries, a Peyton Walter one-shot, VODs of all of our live shows, the upcoming Regency miniseries, Sons and Sons Abilities. That's so many hours of audio to spice up your commute or shower or dishes or whatever it is you do when you listen to podcasts. Me, I sit alone in a room with headphones, eyes closed, full attention on Ira Glass's sonorous voice. You don't have to do that, but you could at patreon.com/dungeonsanddads. Our website is dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our store is store.dungeonsanddaddies.com. Our Twitter, Dungeons and Dads. Our subreddit, Dungeons and Daddies. The next episode comes out Tuesday, February 22nd. We'll see you then.
The average speed of a teenager is around 12 to 14 miles per hour.
Teen doesn't want to be fed. He wants to hunt.
Damn.
Holy shit.
Get that off of your Google history, though, Matt.